Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Nun Dalet Sif Tes and Reish Nun Hey Sif Aleph. This is Mishnah Berurah for Thursday, July 10th. Sif Tes. Kayotze Bo. Similarly, we're going to now discuss Shehiyah when it comes to pure liquid, water. Up until now, we've discussed Shehiyah with cooking meat, let's say in a chont, and cooking solids in liquid, that's cooking bishul. We discussed tzli roasting. We discussed afia baking, the iser shehiya, the gzeva shema yechate begechalim. What about pure water, liquid? There's no actual machal ben drusai that we're talking about. What does machal ben drusai mean? Okay, so let's see. Kayayte bay lo yamale chavis shel mayim. The yitain, so too, a person should not fill up a chavis, a barrel of water, a pot of water, the yitain letocha tanur, and put it inside an oven, erev Shabbos, im chashecha, Friday, right before Shabbos. Im osakein, asur, moti Shabbos, b'gdei sheyasu. And if you did it, it would be asur for you to drink that water, b'gdei sheyasu. You have to first drink that water on moti Shabbos. Kayote bo lo yimayi chavis. Shel mayim. So look at Mishnah Berurah Mem Tes. Shel mayim. Af agav de mayim ruyin lishtos chayim. Even though water seemingly is like fruit that you can drink raw, and we said that raw fruit, there is no iser shehiyah if it's raw fruit that you eat raw as well as cooked. Therefore, the din of water should really be like fruit that you eat raw. Le'el b'sifdara, that we saw in sifdara, there's no iser shehiyah there. Mikom makom einim tovim kol kach kiperos. However, it's not as good as raw peros, right? Umahani lehem achim umhabe. And heating up water is very, very good for it. V'yesh behem gzeiras chitui. And therefore, there will be a gzeira of chitui by water. L'toch ha-tanur, so he's saying that you can't put it in a tanur. U'v'tanur shalanu, and in our tanurim, which has a din of kira, kishu garuf v'katum, if it's garuf v'katum, or kishu tuach b'tit, or if it's sealed with tit, with lime or clay, then shari, it will be okay. So again, if you have a blach, you can put water on the stove, in a tea kettle right before Shabbos, even though it's raw. You can put it in an oven. Water, as long as it has a blech. If it doesn't have a blech, you cannot put raw water until it can cook up before, with less than enough time that it cooks up before Shabbos. How much? So look at next, Mr. Brennan Aleph. Erev Shabbos im chashecha. Erev Shabbos with nightfall. Ela im kein yesh shehus sheyischamimu kodem bin ashmashos. Unless there is enough time that it heats up before bin ashmashos, before shkia. Even though it doesn't fully heat up. And therefore it is also also to put mayim inside these kederos that they used to have in the tanurim. They used to have these pots that were attached to the, they were affixed to the oven in order, look what he says. These pots that were affixed to the oven, right? You can't put water in Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. Even though your kavanah is rak shelo yifka hakedera, your whole reason that you're doing this is because these, you don't want the kedera that is in the oven, these kederas that were affixed to the oven, you don't want them to crack if they have nothing in it. Me'achom shebetaner and the chom of the taner. And the ma'ichata, and therefore there's no reason for you to be mechata, there's no concern. However, since there is it is the derech to wash dishes with this water, so there's still a concern. Today she is chamur mayim for purposes of washing kelim. So you have to realize this concern of zera yishata b'kachon is not so much a bishul for eating issues. It's you're going to go ahead and you're going to come to stir the coals to heat up water. And therefore you have to be careful to put the water in these pots, and you have water in pots and tea kettles and things like that that it already heats up in mikzas mebaod yom. It should partially already be heated up in baod yom. Now, from the Mishnah Brura itself, it's unclear what does it mean partially cooked. We know by solids it's machal ben drusai, either half cooked, third cooked. We know by roasting it's also a machal ben drusai on shnei tzadim on both sides. We know by baking it's cream as panim, it's when it gets a crust. That's considered, you know, partially cooked, the equivalent of machal ben drusai when it comes to baking. But what about liquid? So on this issue, there seems to be a machlokes achronim. Because from the Mishnah Brura, it doesn't sound like it has to actually be up to even Yad Tzeledes Bo, right? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya, the Graz, in Reish Nun Dalet, Simen Yud Dalet, he said that the shear is that it should get to Chati Chimum, whatever Chati Chimum is. And the truth is, that's mashma in the Mishnah Brura as well. Okay, later on in Reish Nun Tes, that is an idea of partial cooking even before Yad Tzeledes Bo. And Rav Shimon Einar, when he wrote a shayla to Rav Moshe Feinstein in the back of his book, in Shimon Einar's book, he asked Rav Moshe, how are you supposed to gauge what chati chimim is? By basa, we know that it's roi achilai de'at chak, and therefore there's no gzeir Hashem yichate. But mayim, it's good cold. So what's the exact gauge of wanting to have it hot? I mean, if you want to have it hot, like, what is lukewarm going to help you? What is a little more hot? If not Yad Tzeledes Bo, it's not considered for people hot at all, right? My mother always says, you know, when the soup is not at least Yad Tzeledes, it's ice cold. It's ice cold. So what is the shear? So the truth is, with Moshe, he rejects this, and he says, I don't understand what chati chimum or shlish chimum would mean by water, right? To make it machal ben drusai. As if you're going to gauge it by temperature, okay, a third of the way heated is basically still cold, and even half heated from, let's say, room temperature to, let's say, 110 Fahrenheit, or is also minimally hot, doesn't even, it's basically cannot sign in, ice cold, as grandma says. So, therefore, Rav Moshe says, no, machal ben drusai, when it comes to water, is Yad Tzeledes. That's Machal Ben Drusai. And therefore, Rav Moshe says that it should at least be up, the water should, before Shabbos, should at least, doesn't have to get Mevushal Kol Sarko, doesn't have to get to the point of the boiling point, but it has to at least get to Yad Tzeledes Bo in order for there to be no Isser Shehiya, unless, of course, we said you have a blech.
We are now up to Siman Reish Nun Hey. Sif Aleph. So Shulchan Aruch continues with the halachas of Hachanas Ha'esh Kol Yom Hachnasas HaShabbos, preparing a fire before the entry of Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Oisin Madura Me'esin Samech HaKashecha. A person cannot start a wood fire close to Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Ad Sheyaftis Behen Ha'or Be'inyan Shetei Hashal Heves Oyla Me'aleha Beli Si'ua Eitzim Acherim, right? You can only do it unless the flame, you cannot start a wood fire unless the flame takes hold of the wood by nightfall to such a degree that what? To such a degree that the fire can burn independently. Beli siyua etzim acherim, without the help and aid of other wood, other kindling wood, right? Because they used to have kindling wood, like little, you know, little thinner wood that would light the logs. The idea here is that you're going to come, if the wood isn't totally caught yet, the main, like, firewood is not caught yet, and you need to stir up the kindling wood to get the fire, right, to get the fire going, to have more fire on Shabbos, to have your wood fire, to heat up the house on Shabbos, you're going to come and stir. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. Samach ein oisin medura, Mishnah Berurah Aleph. V'hu adinim reitzel lahasik ozat tanur shel beis hachayref. So this is the same halacha would be if one wants to, you know, fire up a what we call, remember, a tanur beis chayref, a heating stove, right? At this time of the day, okay? Nami dino kim medura. It din is also like a medura. It's like a fire, like a fire to heat up the house. Okay,
same halacha. So therefore, would be a problem. Unless this heating stove was sealed with lime or clay, and then as shari, then it would be mutter. Umashmid in yeshir samach hashecha shetei shall have us oyle me'ala. That it's clear from here that if there's enough time before nightfall for the fire to burn, okay, shetei shall have us oyle me'ala. So the fire would burn now independently in the heating stove or in the furnace, the wood fire. Shakir dami af betanur she'elo tuach tit. This would be okay even by a tanur that's not sealed with lime or clay. Umikomakom nearly, says, Mishabur says, it appears to me, l'chadchila nachal l'mnaya mehesek, it is proper to avoid lighting these fires, heating stove, furnace, samach hashecha af be'oifen zeh, even in this fashion. Ela yira she'ye af gemar hahesek b'chol. You should make sure that it is completed. All the wood burning is completed while it's still day. The matzi hu shenisha achar kach ha'udim b'tanor. So again, if l'chadchila nachal l'mnaya mehesek samach hashecha af be'oifen zeh. You should still, even when it is independently going up by itself, you should still avoid it, because what might happen is, if you don't wait till it's fully burnt up, b'chol, you might have matzu shenisha achaka chaudim betanor. You might have it's called these firebrands, fire sticks left in the tanor. And in order to keep the oven from functioning properly, you're going to have to get it blown out. Okay, these firebrands, you have to get them out, and you have to have a gun. You can actually scare a tanner so that the tanner does not cool down. In the Yavtin, if you wait, if you wait until it actually goes out by itself, and it's not proper to bring yourself to the chatzila. We don't really have these ovens and these issues. This is not doima to those that are mati or to light on Shabbos with a guy. The chatzila, the medinos hakaros, the chatzila in very cold states. The husband elo eitzah acheres. There is no other eitzah. In other words, the heter for heating stoves. Okay, that we allow one to put on a heating stove to heat up the house on Shabbos, ayidei goy, b'shinui, because cold is considered like a chayla she'ein bo sakana when it's so freezing, and therefore you're allowed to have a goy put on the heat for you. In lo shaya oynis, the hasa in leiz acheres, the mashahisik etmel kvar, Miskaya, that which you already lit up yesterday, it's already cold. But here, in this case, you could have lit it up a little earlier to get to the point where it was already functional for the night. And Moshe Aya Ones was there. This is an Ones. You should not rely on the guy to, blow out the firebrands. In other words, you could have a guy, if there's no choice, a guy is allowed to light or be mechaber in order to heat up your house if it's very cold. Very, very cold, obviously. All right, but in terms of our halacha right now, just to summarize, we're talking here about making sure that a fire can independently go by itself. If it can't independently go by itself, then you have the same problem of shema yichate, the fire would come to stir it, and this would be a problem. Mishnah Berurah Beis Ad Sheyatzis. What does Ad Sheyatzis mean? Until the flame takes hold, right? Ad sheyatzis behena or. You have to wait until the flame takes hold, so that the flame will go by itself. Mishnah Berurah Beis Ad sheyatzis dilav hachi chayshin and shema yichate, because we're afraid you're going to go ahead and stir the yanid or ha'etim or move the logs. Mishnah Techshach after dark, okay, and you'll be over. Mavir, you'll be liable for making a fire on Shabbos. Gimel, b'li siyua eitzim. Okay, it has to be able to go independently. The flame should be of the firewood should be going independently without help of the eitzim acherim. The hainu, Mishnah Berurah, shlo yitzarach lomar. You shouldn't have to say, havei eitzim dakim. Bring, okay, these kindling wood, okay, to go ahead and put it under in order to build up the fire. Dalid, we have to go now back to the Shulchan Aruch. Then who ate yichidi tzarech sheyechos ha'or berov of yo uberov hekefo. If, however, you're dealing with one piece of wood, one log, so then it is necessary that the fire or the flame take hold, right? Berov of yo berov hekefo, of most of its thickness and circumference. So look at the Mr. Brewer here. Dalid, the Rov Avyo, she yikanes ha'or mibifnim betoch Avyo ad rubo, that the fire should go mibifnim, inside the wood, into its thickness, until the majority of it, the gamshi yispashet berov hakeifo riachos, and also spread to the majority of its circumference around it, outside it. I hope you guys, some of you guys might have fireplaces, which this might be some halacha l'maisa. Weiter. V'in lo hudlak l'shulchan aruch, v'in lo hudlak l'kol kach, asur l'anos ba b'shabes. And if it was not lit this much, then it is asur to be nene from this fire on Shabbos. Because of, we said, gzeira shem yechate ba, maybe you come to stir, v'yanid ha'etim, and you'll move around the firewood, k'dei shetale ha'shaleves, in order that the flame will rise. Ukishahudlaka kashir yachal is chamin kinegda, but if once it reaches that shear, then you can be mischamin kinegda b'shabis l'shtamish l'ora. What if it reaches the point where it's an independent flame in the fireplace, right? Then you would be able to go near the fireplace and warm up and use the light. Beinim hu al gabe kaka o al gabe hamenora. Right, this is okay whether the fire is on the ground or in a lamp. Right, b'nei magabe kaka magabe menora. Va'afilu hi midvarim she'ein oisim mehem psilo l'shabbos. Even if it consists of those materials from which one may not make a wick for lights used on Shabbos, it will be okay. We'll see what that refers to when we get to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah here says, okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah of cutting hay. So he says it's going to be, if you did not light the fireplace properly where it was independently burning before Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah, Asur L'Enos, Perush, Afilu Hudlaka Achar Kach Gamri, even if on Shabbos it then finally gets totally lit up the fireplace, you still can't be Nena. Ukamo Shekasa B'Sof Simon Reish Nindalad Ba'Asosiyos V'Tumasin, like we saw Reish Nindalad by the cases of the kidneys that were cooked improperly, and it's Gzeir Hashem Yichate, the Kol She'over Al Divrei Chazal, if you're over on Divrei Chazal, also Le'ameis Ad Motzei Shabbos, you cannot be Nena from it until Motzei Shabbos. Vav Ukeshehudlaka Kashir Perish, if it is lit up properly before Shabbos, did they reach the point of the shear that it's considered lit independently? Perish ba'od yom kodem Shabbos, meaning before Shabbos, sifkat and zayin, then yachol eschamim, then a person can, okay, warm up by this fire. Hataz v'simen ayin reishay, right, kasav. The mikol makam yesh li zaya, shalom reishay b'samach etel zinovo sa'udim. Taz, however, is machmir. And he says, even though you could be nene from fire on Shabbos, you should be careful not to be so close that you are next to the ends of the firebrands, of the fire sticks. Why? The fish yesh lachush, that the samach echos navais zanvais ha'udim, like, should be so close that you're next to these firebrand sticks. Because you're afraid maybe you will touch them to bring them closer to the Madura. Aval das hayo rabba v'atasev Shabbos. The lo chayshidim is there. They are not chayish with us. Umutel shtamish afilu b'samach on the Madura or the Tanner. You can even get very close to the Madura or the Tanner, to the fireplace or to the heating oven. In lo b'davar shetzarech iyun rav o l'kros kinegda, except for some job, if you're using a fire where you need close inspection, you need real light, or to read next to it, because there, right, we're going to see an Eish Rayin an Ayin Reish Hay, right? That's the flip of, it's really Reish Ayin Hay, but they change it because they don't want to be the word Ra'ah. The Az Chayshid and Shema Yate, because then we're concerned that you might come and tilt the fire to make it brighter, okay, and therefore it's usher to read next to these fires or to do any type of task that requires great inspection next to the fire. So finally, last Mr. Brewer, Ches, we said we were going to explain the last line. The last line of the Shulchan Aruch had said that you could utilize this fire, whether it was on the ground, whether it was in a lamp, and even if it's utilizing things for the fire that you can't use as wicks for Shabbos. What's the reason why it'd be okay once it's lit up? Because he says, "Mishabur Ches Afilu V'Chulei Dibi Medura." When you're dealing with a fireplace, Mitoch Shayesek Rav, since the fire is huge, Kol Achad Mavir Es Chavero, each piece of wood or each wick or whatever you got in there, each item lights each other, and therefore there would be no problem, and you'd be able to utilize even the things that you're not allowed to light the Shabbos candles with on Shabbos. We now continue. Mr. Brewer, with Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, Reishon Hei Sif Beis. Yesh Olim Shari B'chamin Afilu Lo Achaz Behem Ha'or, and Akol Shehu Shari B'nei Shehem Dokim V'Hochem. There are those that say that although the fire of wood has to catch before Shabbos, if you're dealing with charcoal, then even if the flame catches on only slightly before Shabbos, it's going to be permitted to light the fire, because these things, the charcoal, they independently burn progressively brighter, and therefore the above precautionary measure does not need to be applied. Gimel. Nu'alacha. Madura shall zephes, v'shal gafris, v'shal kashu gavava. If you have a fire that is being fueled not by wood that makes coals, but by zephes, pitch, gufris, sulfur, kash and gavava, straw and stubble, then afilo achaz behem or, then even if its flame, okay, has caught on only slightly, right? Afilo achaz behem or ela kol shehu. Even if the flame only caught on slightly, shari, it is going to be permitted to have it lit close to Shabbos. V'chein madura. Before we go vital, let's look at the Mr. Brewer on this. Sifkat and tes shel zephes. Ayin the Gemara. Check out the Gemara. Duhu adin shuman v'shaiva v'chol davar hanitach. Check out the Gemara, where it says that it's the same halacha by fat, wax, and all items that melt with heat. Sif katan yud shall kash ugavava, kash zanave shibarim ugavava shegalivin misade acharaktira. Straw or right? Kash means the remnants of the grain stalks. That's kash, right? Stubble or gavava, that means the straw bits gathered from the field after the harvest. Same type of items that cook and don't leave back behind it any charcoal, it just gets consumed. These are all items that just get consumed. Yud Aleph, Kishehem Mufuzar. Okay, we gotta go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, to the Shulchan Aruch. And so too, by the Chayim Nadura Shal Kanim Vishal Galinay Tamarim. So too, when you're dealing with a fire of reeds or a date pit, Kishem Mufuzarim, when they are scattered about, it's also going to be permissible to have them just lit immediately before Shabbos. Avalimakanim Agudos, if the reeds are bundled up by Garidim Basal or the pits are in a basket, then Srichim Shiatis Behem, then it has to be lit. The Or Achetehe Hashalevas Oyle Me'alah. It has to be lit up until the flame is lighting on the whole madura, the whole mixture that's been bundled up or put in the basket of reeds and seeds, burning independently. The Yesh Omen Behetach. Others say the opposite. When they're in bundles and when they're in the basket, then you could light it immediately. But if they're scattered about, then you can't. What's the chiluk? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Yud Alef Kishayim Mufuzarim Hatam. The reason why the first opinion holds that if it's Mufuzarim, it's okay. The Kevin Shachas Behena Or Tzas, since the Or, it's already lit a little bit. Midrod Yom before Shabbos. Shuvay Dokin, they're going to light by themselves, they're going to lay in, because these are easily lit stuff, and there's no issue of coals going out, just going to light up. Avakashema Gudos, but when they're in bundles, Obisal, or pits in a basket, Shuvay Shalavas Yichoy Lichonis, then the Shalavas can't get inside to the light, they're going to be parts inside, like we have like Chala on Erev Pesach, you're not going to get, it's not going to light up inside. And therefore you're going to come to start. However, what's the Yesh Omim Hefech? But that's the Yesh Omim Shu Das HaRosh V'Hator Hu Leifach. They say it's the opposite. The Geshem Fuzaris Kol Achat Mehen Lo Timtza Es Chaveta. When you're scattered, they're not going to hit the other one. One is not going to hit the other, and you're going to come to light up. Revara. Then Kavim V'Ochem, and they're going to go out. Hilkach Srichim Rov. Therefore, you need a lot together. Right. When they're tied up, the in the basket, then they're not going to need one another to be pushed close together, okay? And you're not, we're not afraid you're gonna go and move the straw next to each other, or the reed next.